Good afternoon, ladies. Here, actually, it's good evening. It's about, 20 after 6 on Friday the 26th, 2017. And my name is Kurt Hunt. I am with S3 Productions, Chief Cook and Bottle Washer here. And this afternoon at lunchtime, we pre-recorded Teachers Talk Coffee Show number 10. And today we're doing, in honor of Memorial Day weekend, we are doing Battle Dog's Door Kicker Alaska Coffee from the good folks at Alaska Artesian Coffee of Palmer, Alaska. Now, before we get started, a couple of things. Today's host will be actually Mr. Daniel Robles, who was recently awarded a technology scholarship from S3 Productions because he wanted to get into broadcasting. And so it was decided that he should host. Of course, he didn't know that until we handed him the mic and said, we'll make that happen. So joining us today will be Mr. John Affantefi of Big Kahuna Productions, who is acting as today's barista. Mr. Affantefi is a former U.S. Army helicopter pilot. And Mr. Lopez, our professional stage manager, who in about a month and a half will be joining the U.S. Army to be a helicopter mechanic. And because this is Memorial Day weekend, we would like to say thank you and most honor with reverence the fallen who have made this country great, who have now gone on to the Valhalla, and may their memories rest in peace. Thank you, gentlemen, ladies, for our country. With that, thank you so much for joining us.
Okay.
All right. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. It is Friday, the 26th of May. It is the Friday before Memorial Day. So in the celebration of Memorial Day, we are doing Door Kicker Coffee, courtesy of Alaskan Artesian Coffee. We are also, we have the official Taste of Freedom donuts.
Ooh, definitely.
Because if you anything about the military, you're talking two of the essential food groups here. Now, being known for doing something different all the time, we have a guest host today. Mr. Robles here.
Hello.
From Robles Photography, recently won a scholarship from S3 Productions, a small company, to help him get started with his college education, which they tell me is extremely important.
Oh, yes, it is.
Which it is. So with that, we're going to let Mr. Robles guest host.
All righty then. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. And today, our two guests over here, we'll try the Alaskan Artesian Door Kicker Coffee. And I can imagine Mr. Avatavi of Big Kahuna Productions has actually got a sneak peek of the coffee.
I did. Delicious.
It's delicious. So, gentlemen, shall you two...
You don't drink coffee, do you?
No, I do not, actually.
This will be an interesting show because we may have to draft Mr. Lopez.
Oh, really?
I think so. We may have to do that.
I think that's a good idea.
All right, Mr. Lopez, so you may want to grab a cup around here someplace and jump in at a moment's notice. I know you're willing to take that chance.
All right, now, so this is freshly roasted, pure Alaskan mountain air.
Now, if I may interrupt for just a minute, we do have Mr. Flores working our digital camera.
Mr. Flores is a decorated individual who's an expert on using cameras.
Yes, he is. Expert. All right, so, sorry, Dan, you mean to interrupt.
Yeah, that's fine with me. I have no problem with that. It's from out of the north comes this delicious coffee that keeps you going through the summer. By the way, it is actually misspelled, but it's a C-H-R-U. By the way, you got to keep up with the young ones. The long summer days and those cold winter nights.
This is good stuff. This is good stuff.
It's very smooth, honestly. It's called Door Kicker.
For a reason.
But it's actually very smooth. Very smooth. Excellent coffee.
And the reason I picked Door Kicker Coffee is because for every purchase, a certain amount of money goes set aside by the Alaskan Artesian Coffee Company to help Alaskan vets. And this is Memorial Day weekend.
It is.
So to all you
we
vets,
are veterans.
We are veterans, yes, sir. And matter of fact, to all you Alaskan vets up there.
Hoorah.
This is for you.
This is for you, my brothers and sisters.
And
this is for you.
I do have to officially taste. Here, why don't you shift the camera, Mr. Lopez, real quick.
We're going to talk about this gentleman right here who's on camera right now. He is going into the Army, going to be serving our country, and I'm very proud of him. Do you know your MLS yet?
50 November.
50 November. He's going to be an aircraft mechanic.
Ooh.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So you'll be able to work on helicopters and another aircraft carrier. Yes, sir. Another aircraft carrier. All right.
Not neat. Okay.
Now, I actually have about... Oh, I have not checked my flight log in probably 25 to 30 years, but I'm pretty sure I have well over 1,000 hours in a UH-1. So guys like this gentleman right here to my left saved my butt and kept me flying and basically kept us doing our mission, which for UH-1 was basically... It's a utility helicopter. So we were there, provided beans, bullets, and moved soldiers from point A to point B. Went and picked them up. Now, I am not a combat veteran. I do not want to pretend that I am a combat veteran. The gentleman to my right is a combat veteran.
Sorry.
That is Mr. Han. Well, you served during Vietnam. That certainly provides...
Yeah, I should be a lot to brag. Vietnam era, Cold War era, enduring freedom era, war on terrorism. There's more eras than... I can think of.
Right.
I have a taste of freedom in my mouth. So.
And I served during Desert Storm and Desert Shield, but I'd actually never left the U.S. or I never left California for that matter. But our mission in the 1st of 214th Aviation,
Hua.
We were, our hotspot was Korea. So that was our mission. So since Korea has always been
and still is
a hotspot, you know, most of us did not go anywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, talk about Desert Shield, Desert Storm. I was working for Rockwell International at the time, and they were getting ready to call us up.
Oh,
matter
wow.
of fact, we were getting to be called up. I couldn't wait to tell you the truth. Unfortunately, I won't mention Saddam Hussein, that bozo surrendered on a Wednesday. We were supposed to go on a Sunday.
Wow.
It's like, this idiot couldn't wait another...
Took all our fun away. I mean, what is that all about, you know?
You know, I could have made Master Chief, been a war hero.
There you go.
You know, but, oh well. But, you know, you talk about supporting Korea. That happened to be my last command with Commander Naval Forces Korea.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And so I actually been to Korea, what, 3-4 times, something like that?
That's awesome.
You actually showed me the pictures of actually inside the North Korean border.
Oh, yeah. I've been to the Pumong...
Well, we'll just call it whatever.
The border DMZ area.
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. And that is... I don't care what they say. That is a scary, scary...
Now, the only time I've been to Korea was when I went as a civilian. But I have gone once. But no. But, yeah. You know, to all you guys out there right now...
wherever you may be,
our hearts and souls go out to you. Mel and I are very, very pro-military and very, very supportive of military, both past, present, and future.
And future.
That's right. The gentleman here, that's right.
Especially the future.
This gentleman right here, there he is. That, yep
that
there
guy right
is.
There.
He is going in. Do you know your entry date yet? Mm-hmm. Still waiting for that. Okay.
He has a... A mommy thing. Mommy's not happy.
Well, you know,
it's a mommy thing.
Moms do that. Sometimes moms don't want their, you know, what's that song?
Don't let your babies grow up to be
cowboys. Yeah. That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, you know, I mean, yeah, but you know, boys will be boys and men will be men, and boys become men by doing things like this. Yeah. And Eddie here is well on his way to being an excellent man and supporter of the U.S. military and part of the U.S. military.
Well, you know, my son went 6 years in the Navy as a nuclear electronics tech on board an aircraft carrier. He actually made a combat cruise to the Persian Gulf.
Wow.
And I worried about him every day because I did.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I wasn't, you know, panic stricken.
Right.
You know, I'm glad he came home, but yeah. I mean... Matter of fact, they offered him $90,000 to re-enlist for 2 years, and he turned it down. Then I was mad.
Yeah, that would make me angry, too. It's like, hello?
As I tell the story, if they had offered me $90,000 to re-enlist for 2 years, my wife would have signed me up, dropped me off on the pier, moved to a condo in Hawaii, and maybe or maybe not told me where she was living.
Hell, if they would have offered me, I would have lost weight. Go back in, I'm telling you. Yeah. Anyways.
Anyway, so with that, Daniel, you're hosting the show, so I guess I'd need to hog it from you.
All right, so this has been the Alaskan Dork Kicker Coffee.
Dork Kicker Coffee.
Final thoughts on it?
This isn't bad. This is pretty good.
Mr. Lopez, what do you think of it?
Let's hear your mic, Mr. Ray.
There you go.
These two gentlemen to my right. No, I do
you know,
not
he
like.
Can't sit still anymore. We're trying to get him into that caffeine powder.
I do not like dark coffee, but And this honestly has changed my mind to it because I honestly do like black coffee because of this now.
All right.
So,
as I said before, get used to pouring JP5 in your coffee cup because being on a helicopter, you.
Yes.
I do believe it gives that special little flavor.
JP4, I think. Actually.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, JP4.
Do you think we should give our audience like a sneak peek of what's going on next? All right. So, I'm not going to tell you the exact coffee, but what I do know is that it's somewhere in the Southwest. Now, should I tell you on the location or no?
That's up to you. You're
in state next to Arizona.
Oh.
And between Arizona and Texas.
Well, then.
Arizona and Texas.
All right. Oh, by the way, this coffee...
Should we leave it at that?
We should leave it at that, Daniel.
Yeah,
I'll think of mystery guest when we have her show up and actually...
All righty then.
All right. So, now I'm... Always catch me in
mid...
That taste of freedom was delicious. Thank
you for... which reminds me. On our box of supplies over here. All right. This is going to be maybe a little hard to see. Because we don't mess around here, ladies and gentlemen. We need to show that sticker to the camera.
Oh, no, you military guys don't mess around.
We don't. This is the official taste of freedom. And
the official taste
next
of freedom.
Week, you know, next week is important because next week is June 2nd. Which
next
is
week is June 2nd.
National Donut Day.
National Donut Day.
Right here.
Right there. We don't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen.
I am pretty sure everyone is going to flock like sheep to the donut shop on that day.
We've got to have our coffee and donuts on national.
I think to do otherwise would be un-American.
I think probably approaching sacrilege.
Yes, definitely. Definitely. So we are doing our civic duty.
Thank you very much.
We are serving our country right at this moment, ladies and gentlemen.
There we are. I never thought about that.
Yes, well, we are.
We are. I think, matter of fact,
and
with
these
that
young
in mind,
people are helping us out, and we're having a great time.
Yeah. Now, serving our country. I have to make a cool. For those of us in education, there is no fun in education. This is F3 Productions. We are not education. We are having no fun.
Against the rules.
It's against the rules to have fun in education. So you guys are all miserable. Remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
You're all...
I'm pretty miserable.
You're
life
all,
sucks.
Yeah, life sucks, right? Life sucks. Yeah, there you go. All right, with that, Mr. A, any last...
comments? Guys out there, past, present, former military, hooah. I salute you, and every time I ride my Harley, I think of you. And I ride my Harley almost every day. Hooah.
Which reminds me, I did a presentation for my students today, a Memorial Day little thing that I did. And... you know, every time they play taps, I can't help but get that.
No, it makes me cry
every time. When you actually play the taps.
Yeah.
And, Mr. Lopez, you'll get that. And it's a hard feeling to describe.
Yes.
But for all of you who are doing this, are actually starting, the best of luck to you. For those that are in there, Godspeed, and may you be protected. And for those old guys like me who are retired, life is good.
You want to say something?
Since we're not going to be able to speak on Memorial Day, I want to say, thank you. I mean, they can't hear me, obviously, but thank you for everybody who gave up their life during any war, whether it was World War One, II, Vietnam, Korean, because you guys have inspired me and my fellow future soldiers to join the military and be a part of something of, you know, the greatest team in the United States, in the world, not just the United States. So I would like to thank you. And thank you to Mr. Han and Mr. A for their service, whether they were reserves or combat veterans. It doesn't matter. You served the military in because, you know, you have guts.
Well, if I might offer you, if you get to ever get the chance, you need to go out to Riverside to the National Cemetery out there.
Oh, yeah.
And just yeah. I don't say spend all day.
No, really.
Yeah. But if you ever get a chance to go down there and you hear taps and then the rifle shots, if that doesn't bring a tear to your eye.
Yeah.
It's
you're basically not human.
I mean, I can't tell you. That's just I told my wife when they buried me out there already, right under the flight path. Every jet that flies over, I wanted to hear that. Whoa!
And that, of course, is near March Air Force Base, which is, I live very close to there, actually. So I fly. I drive that way. I'm flying. I drive that way every day and see the KC-135s, all the aircraft they have. And occasionally do have what we call, what we helicopter pilots call fast movers. Those are the jets. Okay. We're low and slow. It's really nice to be part of that every day. And on my way home, I always see, aircraft flying around. They have everything. C-130, Hercules, Galaxies, pretty much everything's flown out of there. And it's really quite an interesting...
It is a neat place.
Yeah, it just gets my blood going.
We're getting the high sign here from our stage crew, which, by the way, I have to again say thank you, because without you guys, nothing happens.
That's right.
But I need to close if
you
that's
demand.
Okay, Dan.
Oh, yes. You demand.
My name is Kurt Hahn. This is S3 Productions doing Coffee Show 10, actually.
Number 10. Yes.
If you have any questions, comments, suggestions, dedications, challenges... You can always reach me at my email, oscssw@juno.com. You can reach me through Facebook, facebook.com/S3Productions1. This video will be up on YouTube sometime in the next couple of days and or Google+. And with that, I'm out of coffee and I'm already starting to shake. And I've still got my hands full with the taste of freedom. There you go.
Taste of freedom.
Yeah. Remember, we're doing this to all you guys out there. Remember, caffeine, sugar, two of the essential food groups.
That's right.
Followed only by lard and salt. What more could you
ask for,
right? So with that, we got to go. You have a great weekend, and thank you so very much. We do appreciate everything. Goodbye.
Out here.
And there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Teachers Talk Coffee Show number 10. I want to thank Mr. Robles for hosting our show, Mr. John F. Anteffi for being today's barista, and former U.S. Navy helicopter pilot, Mr. Lopez, who is going to be a future U.S. Army helicopter crew chief, and for Mr. Flores, who acted as our videographer and editor. There will be a YouTube of this video and a podcast shortly, as soon as I get to publish it. If you have any questions, you can always reach me at my email, kurthunt74@yahoo.com, or through Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, Yahoo, or S3 Productions on Google+, or my email, oscssw@juno.com. I'm going to close with this in honor of Memorial Day. With that, you'll have a great day. Goodbye.